May is Mary's month, and I muse at that and wonder why. Her feasts follow reason, dated due to season. Candlemas, Lady Day, but the Lady month, May, why fasten that upon her with a feasting in her honour? Is it only its being brighter than the most are must delight her? Is it opportunist and flowers finds soonest? Ask of her, the mighty mother. Her reply puts this other question. What is spring? Growth in everything. Flesh and fleece, fur and feather, grass and green world all together. Star-eyed, strawberry-breasted throstle, above her nested cluster of bugle-blue eggs thin, forms and warms the life within, and bird and blossom swell in sod or sheath or shell. All things rising, all things sizing, Mary sees, sympathizing with that world of good, nature's motherhood. Their magnifying of each its kind with delight calls to mind how she did in her stored magnify the Lord. Well, but there was more than this. Spring's universal bliss, March, had much to say to offering Mary May. When drop of blood and foam-dappled bloom lights the orchard apple, and thicket and thorpe are merry with silver-surfed cherry, and azuring over graybell makes wood banks and brakes wash wet like lakes, and magic cuckoo call caps, clears and clinches all. This ecstasy all through mothering earth tells Mary her mirth till Christ's birth, to remember and exultation in God, who was her salvation.